All right, in this course, we're going to talk about building big email lists like the big dogs, how to build the massive email lists just like the marketing gurus. I'm really excited about this one, folks, because list building is not only your life's blood, it's not only the thing that's going to, you know, make or break your business, but doing it right is actually a whole lot of fun. And I think you're going to have some fun in this course. Let's talk about what is real success. To different people, success can be defined in a lot of different ways. Your business is your subscribers. What I want you to do is get out of your mind that having a big list, like huge, whatever huge is in your mind, get that out of your mind as the definition of success. Because just numbers does not really so much matter. Let me give you a little bit of a real life story here. I recently did a launch, and actually I've had this same exact experience happen in repeated situations. Okay, but I just did a launch where I had a number of very large affiliates and some smaller affiliates who were promoting this product for me. Some of these people had lists of 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, even 100,000 subscribers on their list. You would think if I was to, you know, go out and just do play a numbers game and say, the top affiliate is going to be the one that had 100,000 subscribers, you would think that's the way it's going to be, right? Absolutely not. In this particular case, there were two affiliates that stood head and shoulders above everyone else, and both of these affiliates had around 20 to 30,000 subscribers on their list. But when I stay head and shoulders, I literally mean it. I'm talking about people with 100,000 people on their list making a dozen sales, and people with 20,000 people on their list making 150 sales. How is that number justified? How in the world can somebody with a smaller list of 20,000 make so many sales, and somebody with such a humongous list not do very well at all? The solution to that answer is what we're going to talk about in this course. Why having just numbers is not enough. You have to influence your subscribers. This is what real success is. If you know that the people that are on your list, if they are listening to you, if they actually act based on what you suggest, that is success. That's what this is all about, is influencing your subscribers. The list size itself does not matter. I would rather have a list of 500 people, every one of them eager to hear exactly what I have to say. Every one of them, when they get an email from me, they put all the other emails aside, they click on mine and read it and take action because I have influenced them. I have taught them that my emails are of value, that if they read my email, they will gain some knowledge. They'll be helped. Their problem, I'm not self-serving. I'm trying to help them out in a sincere way. And if I had 500 people that are committed to me like that, I'd rather have that than a list of 50,000 people who most of them, you know, ignore my emails. Why do people with such large lists get ignored? Because of the way that they market. Because most of the time, they just hammer people time and time again with another product. Like the only time that you hear from them is when they're promoting something. And listen to this. Imagine a TV channel that only played commercials. That's all. This hits home. Okay, because that's what a marketer is like, that only sends out emails when they're promoting something. They're a TV channel that only plays commercials. And not only do most marketers only communicate with people when they're promoting stuff, but in the promotion, it's mostly a hard sell kind of thing. There's nothing that's really personal and informative, nothing that's helpful. It's just the real hard sell deal. Real success is when you can influence your subscribers, and the way that you influence them is by giving them something that is going to help them. Remember, what is the number one radio station in the world? WIIFM. What's in it for me? Everything that we do, our squeeze page, our sales page, any ads that we put up, what do they all cater towards? They cater towards offering a solution to people who are looking for that solution. So why should our email campaign be any different? We have to get in our mind, these people are, they're looking for what's going to help them. And you have to actually come across, and I'm going to show you how to do this. You have to come across in a way that is not self-serving, so that they don't perceive you. It's almost like they see you as a friend, someone who is honestly and sincerely helping them out. How do we do that? A new approach to marketing. The traditional way is a hard sell, okay? What we're going to talk about is a word fitly spoken. That's a phrase that we've all heard, right? But I'm applying it to this because in your emails, if you can say just the right thing, you don't have to do the hard sell thing. If I've got somebody who has a problem, okay, let's just use internet marketing because a lot of people are into internet marketing because it's a hot niche. Making money is big. So somebody's in it, they want to break into internet marketing. If you send them an email campaign, if you get them started on this and it's just hard sell the whole time, you need to buy this, click this now. That's conveying a message to them. You're trying to make money. They know you're trying to make money. They're going to know that you're biased, right? If you're doing a hard sell. Just like if you go to a car dealer and it's a GM dealer, you go in and you ask them how the GM compares to a similar model that's a Ford. What do you think he's going to tell you? GM's better. And when you're actually talking to him about, you pick out a vehicle, you're talking to him about him, chances are it's going to be a really nice vehicle in the salesman's eyes, and he's going to tell you that. Reason is he makes a commission, and these people know that. They're not idiots. They know that you do as well. So the way that you get around this is by your emails not being hard sell. In fact, I'm going to show you a recommended procedure where you actually give them something that you probably could charge for, but you give them something repeatedly before you even sell them something. And when you do sell them, it's not a hard sell. It's always it always comes across as a friendly referral. How many times have you had, somebody that you know is a friend, and they tell you to try something because they hear, that you have a problem with, you're looking for a solution or whatever. They tell you to try something. They say, I did it myself. It worked out great. Because it was a friend, you went and did it. You didn't even do a whole bunch of research. You just went and did it. How can we get them to do that? Well, we have to establish that friendship. If somebody just gets on your list, today they find your blog or for some whatever reason, they click a link and they land on your opt-in page. They opt in. They don't know you from Jack. Why would they take your word for anything? They wouldn't. You have to develop and cultivate a relationship with them. Once they feel like you are their friend, then they will take those referrals much more readily. Bear in mind that you're building a business here. And this model that I'm speaking to you of It does not fit very well with a lot of the traditional marketing tactics. The reason is most marketers out there are just there to make a quick buck. That's what they're trying to do. They would really like to send an email to 50,000 people and make $10,000-$20,000 overnight and then move on. Wait till the next promotion thing comes up, hammer those 50,000 people again and make another 20 grand. That's what a lot of marketers would like to do. Let me tell you about the real world. Yes, you can send an email out to, 500,000 people who are not interested at all, most of them, in what it is that you're selling. And yes, you will make some sales. But that's called spam. Because, there are places that you can go and they will send your emails out to, hundreds of thousands of people. You can pay some money for that. And these people are not interested in what you have to sell. So most of that is wasted. It's also illegal to do that. What we're doing, though, is we're trying to build up a legitimate business, not just a fly-by-night kind of, let me make a quick buck here and then move on to something else. We're trying to actually build up a business. If you want to make it in marketing, then you need to establish this right now that your future is going to depend on how you do business today. What I want to show you is techniques that allow you to establish that relationship. Techniques that allow you to truly build up a business. Even if you're starting from nothing right now, I don't care if you have nobody on your list. I'm going to show you that list of 500 people, that can actually make you money if you do what I'm telling you to do in this course. Like I said, I'd rather have 500 people that feel like I'm their friend, 500 people that I can influence. I'd rather have 500 people that have a credit card and will use it when I tell them to. And I don't tell them to in a hard way. I tell them to in a very subtle way. I'd rather have that than 50,000 people who mostly ignore my emails. So in the next video, we'll go ahead and get started getting some great results.